Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning. We are off to the races this week. John Granato's out today. He is out tomorrow. But sitting in his place is Del Olalea. And the talented Sam Rico is behind the glass today as our producer. So from intern to producer, the circle of life. And that's how it's supposed to work, Dale. You go from intern to producer, then you stay there.
Why are you talking to me like that?
14 years.
As if I didn't
fight
do this.
Through a couple of dismissals, then you come back and
So you're actually reading off my bio. Oh, you're reading my bio is what you're doing.
It's your redemption arc. It's your redemption
arc. Have I been redeemed?
Yeah, you've been redeemed.
Okay.
You've been redeemed. John isn't here. He'd have some kind of nonsense about how the Astros are actually in good shape.
Yeah. Oddly enough, a good team comes to town and they lose 2 out of 3.
Yeah, it's amazing how this works. I'm just curious when the sample size tells you that this is what it is. Houston Astros lose 4-3 yesterday. They had a 3-2 lead. Hunter Brown, who actually had a good game.
You want to take some blame for what happened? The minute you complimented Hunter Brown, he gives up a game-tying home run. Do you want to take credit for that?
I was hoping people wouldn't notice that on the timeline, and they noticed it.
Oh, I bet you. They did.
I said, I like Hunter Brown's redemption arc or something like that, and then Miranda hits a rocket into the fuel pump, and it goes 3-3. Now, I did not say anything about Ryan Pressly, and he still did Ryan Pressly stuff. Tied 3-3 in the eighth, Ryan Pressly gives up a run, as he has wont to do, with his 1.61 whip this year. Ryan Presley's 5.24 ERA. He hasn't been terrible lately, but doesn't really matter when he's had such a bad year. And the Twins get their fourth run of the game, and that's all she wrote, because the Astros aren't scoring a bunch of runs. As a matter of fact, in the last 11 games, and 7 out of the last 11 games that the Astros have played, they have scored 3 runs or less in 7 of their last 11, including 4 games with 1 run. 4 games with 1 run. This is a team that actually has Yordan, Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman, Yainer Diaz, Jeremy Pena, Jose Altuve, and they have scored 1 run in 4 of their last 11. They've scored 2 runs twice in their last 11, and then 3 runs once. So 7 of 11, they've scored 3 runs or less. Make it worse, in 6 of the last 11, they've scored 2 runs or less. Terrible. Since they won 6 straight games and 8 of 9, where everyone thought this is the comeback, and I heard all this stuff about Eric Layden's taps game. He played taps, and then the Astros are really good because he played taps. Okay, well, what is it now? Because they're 6-9 in their last 15. They've lost 3 of the last 4 series that they have played. And now you play the Cardinals. The Cardinals come in town. This is a game that John would tell you, you know, you circle, they're a bad team. We're a worse team. The Houston Astros are now, you know, 26-34. Cardinals are 28-29. They're a better team than the Astros. The Astros suck right now. And that's what it is. And there's, you know, Weekend silver lining this thing that Hunter Brown got a quality start, if you want. But all the, you know, you can't win 2 out of 3 and have me all of a sudden back on the train if I'm the Astros. Like, I'm not off the train. I certainly want the Astros to do well, but I'm not stupid enough to fool myself into believing they're just, I don't, like, a player away or, yeah, in theory, these guys could get clicking, Dale. In theory, these guys could all start to hit. But there has been no sign this year of pitching and hitting coinciding for even a month.
Yeah, it's a weird thing for people to latch on to a three-game series when the Astros play well and go, well, let's strike up the band. Things are turning around.
It's usually to the A's.
Well, we know that they're lamb killers. They have been awful against teams who we would consider good, dominant against the likes of the Rockies and the A's. But baseball people will tell you it's a long season. It's a long season. Then why are we using a series against the A's where you win it to think it's a turnaround when all the other evidence in this long season, although it's been compared to the entirety of it, a short run, says they're bad? I mean, it's small sample size, I guess, even though it keeps getting larger and larger as the games go by. But the sample size we have says if a bad team comes to town, the Astros have a shot to win the series.
Your sample size is 60.
You turn your mic back on.
Your sample size is 60. So, Sam, yes. When you do radio, this is something I was going to tell you. If you push the off mic, if you're a host, then you push the on mic again when you're a host.
Yeah, so something you should learn.
We're going to teach Sam how to do radio as we go.
When are we
going
to teach you how to do it?
Well, some of the stuff I'm going to do intentionally, I'm going to bring it to the forefront so she recognizes what to do and what not to do.
Keep your mic on when you're talking.
That's how you learn. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, this is not a series against the A's isn't going to matter to me right now. You're really going to have, for me to think that you're back on track, it's going to take about a 12 to 14 game run probably. And there are some things I like. I mean, Spencer Arrighetti he's really coming into his own. Hunter Brown has looked like a different pitcher. Hunter Brown is better. Hunter Brown is the guy who'd be a fifth starter. Like, he's legitimately, in his last five starts, for example, Hunter Brown has gone six innings the last three outings in a row. He had 5-5 before that. That counts as a major win for the Astros. I mean, especially for Hunter. Now, he's going to give up his runs early in the game. He did it again in the first and second. He did again in the sixth is where he gave him up. There were single scores. But Hunter's going to give up early runs. If he could somehow find a way to get past that hump, because he really does settle into a groove. Yesterday, he had 7 strikeouts, 1 walk. In 6 innings, gave up 5 hits, but he gave up 2 home runs is the problem. The game before that, 9 strikeouts and 6 innings pitched. You had 3-6, 5-5, 7-5. I'm doing strikeouts and innings pitched. But when you look at what Hunter Brown has done, he's definitely come around. So he's better. But I did jinx him yesterday by saying I like the redemption arc and something like that. And then immediately Miranda rockets one for a home run. And somebody called me a dork and
well,
for being a jinx that feels, and stuff a
jinx,
like that.
Jinx feels more apt than dork.
Yeah.
In that
way
instance.
To jinx it, dork.
that's like, a little strong.
I was like, man, why does dork hit so hard?
It's because
I don't know. John called his client. He kept calling him a real estate nerd
and a mortgage nerd.
Then
yeah.
He said mortgage dork.
Yeah.
And I said, I bet you won't call him a dork.
Yeah.
And during the commercial, he called him a
dork.
A
is worse. Nerd.
And the guy said, hey, dork's too far.
Yeah. Nerd at this point, you can consider that not so bad. Nerd's kind of, you know, comic books, sci-fi mm-hmm. stuff. There's a place for nerds in popular culture.
Yeah.
There's no place for dorks in popular culture.
There's none. There's nothing that you can... You can't even smooth it out yourself to say that's kind of a guy. Actually, take
you call
it as a compliment.
You call me a nerd. I'm like, yeah, I like video games. I like comic book movies. I'll take that. You call me a dork. I got nothing for you.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Dork's not great.
No.
I guess one thing. So here's what it looks like. You got the Cardinals coming to town. There's a 3-game set starting today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's going to be a 7-10, 7-10, and 1-10 games. Here's who you're going to go see if you're going to the games. You got Justin Verlander today. Tonight, Spencer Arrighetti tomorrow, and then Ronel Blanco is on. It's an ESPN game at 1:10 or ESPN Plus. I don't know if that just means regular ESPN or not, but anyway, that's Blanco.
Is Beth Mowins calling the game?
I don't know. We'll have to
ESPN
find out.
Plus.
We have to find
the
out.
The Astros are the Purdue and Indiana Major League Baseball right now.
Well, it could be. It could be. Northwestern takes on Indiana. Beth Mullins here with you at Trev Alberts.
At 11 a.m.
Not Trev Alberts, who's I can't remember who gets that slot now. Somebody just coming up. So you got that, and then you go to the Angels. You get a day off, and then you go to the Angels. So right now all we're looking at is Verlander, Arrighetti, and Blanco. I mean, at some point you're going to start sweeping series. It's not going to be enough to take 2 out of 3. And at some point you're also just going to have to win series and win games at home. So good news is Alex Bregman has been on a bit of a roll now for the last six games. Alex Bregman is 10 of 24. He's had four home runs in his last six games, seven RBIs. He's 10 of 24. He looks very good in his last six. A couple games ago, you had Yordan hit a couple of bombs in the game, so that was nice to see. But when it comes down to just putting big runs up and overcoming, you know, adversity when you give up leads, it's something that's not happening right now for them. And that's, you know, it's this is unfortunately turning out to be a season where it's, you're not, I don't think you're going to see an ALCS, Dell, and I think at some point you're going to have to start having some tough conversations about keep the team together or not.
Well, keep the team together. I don't know if the Astros really have a choice in the matter when it comes to the guy you just laid out with Bregman. It feels like no matter what happens, he's leaving. And then the question that you...
Well, keep the team together for the year.
Okay. Oh, well, that's what I was bringing that up when it comes to Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker is a great player. You would love to have him beyond this year, next. But the Astros, do you feel like they are going to switch the way they think about things and say, you know what, it's prudent to move our all-star and MVP candidate? Do you think that's something this organization can come to that realization, considering what Jim Crane has said in the past? As long as I'm here, we're always going to be trying to compete. It would be a departure to go sell off your best player.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, I think the conversation should be had. But to be honest with you, I don't see them changing who they are and what they do. And I think Jim Crane sees them, you know, this is probably correct. He probably sees them as a team that's got a chance to come up in a softer division and still win the division. And yeah, in theory, that's true. But I'm just trying to lay out the realities of who the Astros are. I know who they could be, but I'm dealing with who they are. And I am old enough to remember, and I know it's not, look, I know the Astros, 20 was a bad year. It was COVID. They were a bad baseball team. We forget it because they went to the quote-unquote playoffs in baseball. Just scratch that whole year out. Ever since 2000, really, 17, they have been solid. I mean, they get to the ALCS. They've been a good team. But 2016, they didn't get to the playoffs. And I understand, you have to remember, all those teams that got to the playoffs and ALCS, they're slowly whittling all these players away. And this season is like the 2000 season for the Astros. For some of you, you won't recognize it, but for others, you will, where the Astros had been coming off of, you know, really competitive 98. Their 98 team was maybe the best in baseball, and they didn't even get past the Padres. 99, they were good again. They lost a tough one to the Braves. Then in 20, they went to NRG. They went to it wasn't Minute Maid. It was Enron Stadium when Enron first opened, and they just had a disastrous year. Jose Lima was terrible. They ended up trading him by mid-year. You had Craig Biggio tore his ACL. It was just not meant to be. And then the next year, they got back on track, you know, and they played good baseball, and it led to an ALCS in 2004 and a World Series appearance in 2005. So I've seen this before where you have a good stretch of baseball and then all of a sudden it just goes off the rail a year. I think that's what you're in the middle of right now. I've seen this before, and I don't think it's just going to straighten itself out. I think relying on 41-year-old pitcher to all of a sudden turn back into a Cy Young Award winner, which is what you need right now. I mean, I'm excited about Hunter Brown going six innings and giving up three runs. But this team was built on dominant Verlander, dominant Fromber, dominant Christian Javier at one point. If it wasn't him, it was going to be, you know, somebody else dominating as your third starter. And that's not what this team is now. And at some point, you have to be honest about, when a team shows you who they are, you have to be honest about who they are. Now, I'm not telling anyone to jump off the bandwagon and not support the Astros, because I'm seeing a lot of that, and I don't think that's how it goes. But I don't want to hear – I don't want to hear any more about – you know, I will admit, 8 out of 9 look good, but when they play good teams, they just aren't good.
And we're 60 games in, so 102 left, and you're now 7.5 out. Since we played the games about, look, we're only 4.5 out behind Seattle, and that was just a couple weeks ago. And what could we do if we have a good road trip? Well, it didn't go well, particularly in Seattle. And now, after losing the series to the Twins, you're 7.5 games back, and it's not a a death sentence, even beyond, you know, all the Astros lore, the tombstone stuff and fighting and the history of fighting back. And really, I don't want to use the terminology the Astros use because I think it's ridiculous, but there is evidence of these players being better in the past. I think I'm there with you when it comes to, at some point, the run ends. Doesn't mean it's over permanently, but sometimes there's a year when things don't go the way you want them to.
I'll be honest with you. I think this is up to Jim Crane and Dana Brown and Jeff and whoever else decides these things. I think the run only gets extended if you start moving players and you start getting some minor leaguers who are studs. I think that's the only way it gets extended because the minor league system, I mean, if you believe, and I know that John and I differ on this, but I tend to believe the people who do this for a living, like Baseball America and ESPN's scouting department, they give the Astros one player in the top 100 in the minor league system. One player in the top 100. So I like Lo Perfetto like everyone else, but this is they've got to start restocking somewhere because this run is going to – you're going to lose Bregman, and now you're going to look for, like, who's the next guy that you can have.
Are you talking about the Lo Perfetto they don't play?
Yeah, I'm talking about that guy. I'm talking about minor league Lo Perfetto.
They decided – We've had enough of you. We're going to give it one more go with our awful first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about it on this show. Did you see what the Space Cowboys did and then immediately had to delete because it got too much attention?
When we come back, we'll do that. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, wait, Dells. That one, the Astros had to have stepped in.
Of course. Someone had to have a conversation.
We'll tell you what happened with the Space Cowboys. It's 7:15. I want to tell you about Allstate Windows and Siding. There's a lot of you out there who took some window damage. I know there was over 4,000 windows broken in downtown Houston during the tornado. And for some of you, those heavy winds or maybe even debris from trees or whatever may have hit a window, cracked the window, broken windows in your home. There's a good chance you've already gotten those fixed, or at least you've made phone calls. But I do want to remind you that Allstate Windows and Siding are here for you at all times. They are a company that has been run by the family, like three generations, four different family members have run this over the time. There's two of them, a brother and sister, who run it right now. Their name means something. Their business means something to them. They want to make sure that the name has the same level of confidence from the consumer and the same great reviews year in and year out. And the reason's simple. They give you a great price, but they also use very good product. They use windows from the state of Texas, built right here for Texas weather by people who understand what we deal with. Yeah, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, droughts, we got it all, and that's what Allstate Windows and Siding are here to help you with. Double pane, double strength windows that add safety, add security, and add efficiency for your energy bills. That's what I'm talking about. They should always be the number that you are calling when it comes to window replacement and siding jobs. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Mention you heard it from Lance Erline. Get a big discount. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It's Lance, Dell, and Sam. Right, Dell is in there working with Sam. This is Sam's first time producing a real show. She's produced Dell's show before, but that's kind of like a preseason basketball game. There's no one watching, so. This is Sam's first time producing a real show, and she's learning how to produce. So you had a little dead air there. So we're working with her. We're getting her up to speed. Sam, turn your mic on. Can you hear me? Oh, headphones on. Here we go. All right, Sam, this is your first time on a real show? It's a scary time for you.
You've done
Dell's show before, like an NBA preseason game.
Well, no, Sean was in there with her.
Mm-hmm. This is your first time by yourself. How's it been so far? First 22 minutes.
It's been good. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear
you.
We can hear you.
Yeah, I'm about to crap my pants, but it's fine.
That's okay. Yeah, crap your pants. That's not a problem.
Well, it's a bit of a problem.
Well, my wife is listening to Colin Jost's book on tape.
Okay.
He's crapped his pants, like he said he does it twice a year. I guess he's got some kind of stomach problem. And I know it's not great to talk about. I won't tell you all the stories, but he's got a story that is so funny in there. I was dying laughing when she played it on the audiobook. So, good. You're going to make some mistakes in there. That's fine. We're here. Like, this is the thing. John would scream at you, but I am patient. I don't have problems with people learning on the go. It's not a problem. Thank God you didn't do the show for Charlie and Rich.
Forget about it.
Because any dead air, and they would have been furious. These guys were not happy about anything with producers. But Dell and I are easy.
Very calm.
Now, do you think you can handle what did you learn this weekend? You and the intern are going to have to work on.
Yeah,
what
we've got. I might have to just, you know,
step out,
coach a little bit.
Yeah, you may have to. Well, we're not the stars of that segment anyway.
No, it's the listeners, the callers.
Right. We're still doing that at 7:45. Dell and I ran into an intern that's a little interesting. Shady, maybe. I'm not sure.
Shady is rough. I would think.
Is it rough, though?
I don't know if he's shady, because that suggests
is
maybe
not,
a criminal element, possibly.
Is that, though, criminal? Is there
fraud involved? I think he lives on the edges of what's right and wrong. I think he does do that.
Yeah.
Like he leans into the gray, I believe.
He's
not a black and white type guy.
We found an intern who was. Sam's been an intern. She knows the way it's supposed to go. We got an intern here today.
Charlie.
We've had so many different interns. This one's a little different. Right off the bat. And I've talked to him for a little bit. He's got
some
edge.
An irrational confidence.
Yeah, he does.
He thinks he's always on a heater. I think that's how he lives life.
I get the feeling like he's pulling up from Luca territory
a lot. All the time in life. Yeah.
In life. I just get that feeling. And you did too. So we're going to have him come in at 9 o'clock and tell people how he may have defrauded the University of Missouri.
I'm not sure he should be telling this story considering.
No, he should.
No, it benefits us. But for him, considering the profession he appears to want to join, it seems like we're not supposed to be ruining interns' lives.
This isn't he for sure could go work at Barstool after this.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Telling that story might get him an internship there very quickly.
Very quickly. Or even his own podcast.
Yeah.
Which
he has, by the way.
What did you watch? You had Champions League. I know you watched that.
I did watch that.
Real Madrid beat Dortmund. That was
15 titles for Real Madrid.
Man,
they've won six out of the last 11.
Ridiculous. It's basically Real Madrid and Man City are running. Real Madrid's running the whole world, and Man City's just running the Premier League.
Yeah. Dortmund had their chances in the first half. They ran out of gas. And, of course, Dani Carvajal, a Real legend, corner kick, smallest man on the field, has a header, free header. And then a bad mistake by a Dortmund defender led to the second goal by Vinny. So, yeah. Real Madrid, champions of Europe one more time, six out of the last 11. So I think the guy even said it. They've won it more often than not over the last decade.
Yeah, that's crazy. How about, did you watch any UFC 302?
I didn't see any of that.
I found out I had to rent it since one of Mason's friends showed up at the door and none of my kids were even there. We said, hey, Julius, what's going on? Like, oh, I'm just here to, Mason said, come over here that you guys are getting the UFC fight. And I'm like, oh, okay. God almighty. So I go to get the UFC fight. And I was thinking about it anyway, but just thinking about it. Ooh, $79.99. $80 for that fight. And they're all $69. I already know that. So I get the fight. And then it turns out that Mason has like a bunch. We come home from dinner and there's a bunch of other. Like, hey, look at all these other
people. How many people in your house did you not recognize?
Just two.
Okay.
I think I recognize the other three. And I'm not mentioning Ethan, who spends the night. Ethan, who are my kid's best friend. And then Snacks and Madi and Mason. I had like nine kids in there watching UFC. So I just went in my own room and started watching. And watched Dustin Poirier. Poirier lost to Islam Makhachev, who... Islam is just really, really talented. But Dustin Poirier, the Diamond Poirier from Louisiana, he's one of the toughest guys to ever, fight in the UFC. He gave him a hell of a fight. it was a good fight. But Dustin Poirier, the news that came out of there is that he kind of soft retired. He kind of hinted that this might be it for him because he just doesn't think he can win a championship and he didn't want to just fight to fight. He brought his daughter. It's the first time his daughter's seen him fight. She was not feeling it. After the fight, he gave her a kiss. She wiped her face.
What did he look like?
He got his face beat.
Yeah, so what?
It wasn't great.
Do you bring... How old?
No, I'd say she's about seven.
You bring your seven-year-old daughter to watch you get your face bashed in?
I mean, it's not like you were fighting a tomato can and you thought daddy's going to have an easy one. You happen to be fighting one of the toughest pound-for-pound fighters in the world who can grapple, punch, like everything. And Dustin's face was beat to hell. And his daughter, nothing about... He kept trying to make her feel better about everything. Like, hey, daddy's okay. Daddy's okay. Well, they had footage on him. You know, they got a camera on him the whole time walking backwards as he's walking into the tunnel. And she is just not feeling it.
Poor decision.
You
don't tell people how to parent. But in this, maybe the daughter doesn't show up, doesn't see daddy get beat up.
Not for the Islam fight. No. Unless he thought that might be daddy's last fight, which I think it will end up being because he's like, I've had four title shots. I'm not getting another one. And he goes, and then if I'm not going to fight for a title, what am I doing? Just fighting a fight? Well, some guys do because it's still a good paycheck. But I think Poirier must have enough money where he's not going to do it. We're going to want to hear it, not now, but at 7:40, about 7:45, 7 in that neighborhood. We're going to want to hear what you learned this weekend. What happened with the Space Cowboys?
This happened last week. Joey Loperfido, who they're trying at first base, just giving him reps. Maybe that's the reason the Astros sent him down, because he wasn't going to get those reps at first base, and he's the future at that position. So Joey Loperfido makes a good play, defensive play, and the Space Cowboys tweet out video of it with the caption, just a first baseman doing first baseman thing, something like that. Something in reference to, hey, this guy can play first base.
Mm-hmm.
And it got a lot of attention. A lot of Astro fans who are, and rightfully so, not thrilled with Jose Abreu being up and back, and maybe he's a bad vibes guy, maybe he's just a bad player, whatever. They don't want him around, and that's understandable. He hasn't been very good. Loperfido had hit when he was up here. We all know the story and the narrative. So everyone's commenting on it, either quote-tweeting it or adding the Astros with it or just commenting on it. And
I love the at the Astros.
Hey, at Astros.
All you did is get that deleted.
Yeah,
that's all you did with your little snitchy little stuff.
The Astros saw it anyway. The whoever's the admin for the Astros, who has come under fire this year anyway, they all saw it. They all know it, and they know the reaction. So at some point between the time that tweet went up and when my show started, because I pulled out, wanted to talk about it, the tweet was gone. They deleted it. And it's like your affiliate calling out the big club, and the big club, we assume, called down and said, hey, knock it off. Or maybe someone with the Space Cowboys said, hey, we like it snarky, but not that snarky. It's got to go.
It might have been an ownership thing, but my guess is somebody with the Astros, and I probably know who, made a call to whoever runs the Space Cowboys on a day-to-day basis and said, hey, this is not a good look. You know, we got our guy up here, Jose Abreu, who's trying to, you know, we're trying to get him back into, you know, he's a former MVP who's blah, 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 blah. And they probably did that. And they, okay, I'll make sure it gets deleted. And they deleted it. How about you guys? How about you weasels that like to at everybody all the time? Ooh, at Astros. You see this, Astros? That's how we feel. All you do is you're just getting heat on that tweet. All you're doing is just pissing people off at the Astros. So don't do that, okay? Don't be little weasels. Let's just let Loperfido, we all feel the same way. Let's just keep, we'll just chuckle and keep it moving. That's all you got to do. You can retweet it too, but yeah, you're right. That was seen as, I don't think it was meant as a slam. It was just basically saying he can play first base. Maybe it was meant as a little bit of a slam. Because one thing about social media, the people who run social media accounts pretty much across the board now, they understand the narratives around these teams. And they are going to have a little snark in them. That's just the way it is. And so that one may have, but when you're the minor league team, like, I bet the Vipers aren't taking shots at Deshaun. You know, when Deshaun Nixon was here, like, look at this fat boy. Our players are fit.
Look at this fat boy?
Well, I bet they didn't say that.
Well, they would attack. No.
Who would they attack?
They wouldn't. No, I mean,
I don't even know who they would have.
No, I don't know. No, it's unlikely.
They wouldn't have taken shots.
The G League affiliates of of NBA teams aren't using plays made on that level to point out maybe how poorly another player is playing on the NBA level. It's not, they don't do that.
No, I think they're smarter than that because those people could lose their low-paying jobs anyway.
Yeah.
All right, here's our phone number if you want to come in. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. At 7:45, we will do What Did You Learn This Weekend? But if you want to talk a little sports with us, we're in here. Dell and I are in here. 713-780-3776. I don't know if you know this or not, but June is Marry Me Month at Zadig Jewelers. And you can receive a Zadig Jewelers gift card with your engagement ring or wedding band purchase all June long. This is really cool. If you're looking to get engaged and now is the time, it's really going to benefit you. If you say yes to a dream ring, you are going to receive a gift card of up to $2,000. Let me explain it. Spend $2,500, you're going to get a $500 gift card. Spend $5,000, you get a $1,000 gift card. You spend $10,000 on that engagement ring, you're going to get a $2,000 gift card. Get yourself a watch and a bracelet, and I don't know, whatever else you want to do. I'm just here to tell you that you'll get the best watch and you'll get the best diamond ring, engagement ring, and you're going to get a gift card on top of it. This is a great chance. Spend more and get a larger gift to use later on. If you've been wanting to get your engagement ring, get it from the company who has in the spot here in Houston, who has the best brands, the most beautiful rings, and the best craftsmen who can make anything you want, only during Marry Me Month at Zadig Jewelers this June, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard at Zadig Jewelers.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
7:38 here. It's going to be a quick segment because we've got What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence. Now, here's what you're going to do. At 7:40, we'll say 7:44, 7:45, or you can start as early as whenever the segment's over. You start calling 713-780-3776. You're going to tell us what you learned this weekend. This is something where there are some experts who do this. There are some veterans. But we want to hear from new people as well. We want to find out, what did you learn this weekend? Was it in sports? Was it at a concert, a restaurant? Was it a relationship thing that you learned? It can be literally anything. It can be Ocho Texto watches different shows and reads books, or I think watches shows. Most of us don't read books. We just listen to books. My wife thinks she's hot. She thinks she's hot snot on a silver platter.
Ugh.
Instead of cold boogers on a paper plate.
What is this?
Because she reads books instead of me watching shows. I read books. Like, she thinks she's so much better than me.
She kind of
so
is.
So I watch shows.
No, she kind of is.
She's like, I'm reading four books at one time.
She's cultured.
I'm watching like four shows at one time. I'm watching Dark Matter. I'm watching, I watched the Lollapalooza documentary that was great with Perry Farrell on Prime. Big deal. I watch shows. You read books. Who cares? We're both ingesting information.
She runs a marathon. She reads books.
Stuff.
She teaches your children. She is a better person than you.
I teach them stuff. She's not a better person.
Not good stuff. So you mentioned this UFC event, and it stuck out to me. And since we only have a short segment, I'm just gonna detour from what you want to talk about.
Okay.
I'm just gonna do it. Welcome to John's world.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a UFC event where your kids, where one of your children was hosting an event. Well, you had to pay for it, but he was hosting.
I mean, all of a sudden, people were over at my house watching. Yeah. I went out to dinner and I came back home and there's a bunch of people there.
Several boys were there. Right?
One girl. Yeah. Mason's friends and Sebastian's friends. And then two girls, my daughter and one other girl.
Have you had the girl issues yet with the boys?
No.
You've had nothing?
No, not yet.
Nothing about, hey, you have to treat a girl this way? You haven't had those conversations yet?
Oh, yeah. My wife is, every time something happens, like, every time Brandon McManus gets loose, I've got to.
he lost his job.
Yeah, he lost his job. I've got to. She said,
every
you
time
need to have
McManus gets loose.
You need to have a conversation with your sons. Like, okay, I'll have it again, but that's fine. I'll have a conversation. I don't really have a lot of conversations.
What are the conversations?
Hey, don't treat women like crap, okay? Yeah, right? That's a good one, Sam. I think that's. Are you in favor of that? You're in favor of
treating women
poorly.
Would
you call yourself a feminist? That's not a bad word, by the way. You can be a feminist.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. You don't like being. Have you ever treated someone else like crap?
It happens.
Are you talking about any gender?
Yeah.
Well, when they were being crappy to me.
Yeah. Okay. So is this girl on girl like being catty and nasty? Because girls can do nasty better than guys can. That's accurate, right?
I do agree. Girls can be more sneaky.
Give us an example.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us an example. What do you mean by that?
Well, I would say, not in a rude way, but girls think more so they can be more manipulative towards men.
That's so true. That's so true.
You're easily,
as a woman, I am not afraid to say that.
Are you easily manipulated, Lance?
No, I'm not easily manipulated, but what she's saying is true. And I've said this, and it's not a controversial take. Women are nastier in a psychological way. Because we know what at Mean Girls, I worry about my daughter. She's going from homeschool to high school because she hasn't really dealt with mean girls. Like, she hasn't dealt with that. And a boy could do it because guys are like, yeah, but it's not all Cobra Kai stuff where Johnny's looking to put you in a body bag and a bunch of karate kids are going to beat you up in a stall. First of all, he brought it on himself by pouring a bunch of water all over there.
Yeah.
I mean, and he needs to stay out of his way.
Daniel's the villain of that movie.
Yeah, he is. And right off the bat, if you're a kid who's 12, 13, 14, if you're a boy, you learn, okay, this is the guy I don't mess with, or this is the group I don't mess with. With girls, it's like you get in the popular clique, you click up, and you immediately try to Hannibal Lecter another girl into hating herself. It feels like. I mean, maybe.
Do you think you're in a position?
That's mostly off of movies and going through high school.
Do you think you're in a position to make that judgment about how women and girls act?
Yeah, I mean, true. I haven't really been around it, really. Yeah. I've seen a lot of movies.
Sure.
I was in high school, so I saw it happen a little bit, although the girls in my class weren't that bad. But the girls in my brother's class were a little rough. Is that inaccurate, Sam? What I said. The girls would click up and make another girl's life hell.
Oh, 100%. Girls are mean towards girls.
See, Dale, what are you fighting?
I'm not fighting anything.
What are you fighting? Why are you going contra fighting? Blow?
I'm not
telling
fighting.
You what the deal is, and you could learn from this.
Learn from what am I going to learn? I don't hang out with.
But you learn the psychology, so you can reverse it.
I don't.
You're like, yeah, that girl's. A
you know what
bitch.
I don't want to be involved with?
You could say that too.
I'm not saying that. That's a problem. You know what?
Well, I don't know if you want to reverse it.
I don't want to be part of that.
No, but they'll get in the click.
But
make
I don't
it seem like you're buddied.
Why
up,
am I going to be
and
in?
Then you pair off.
I'm going to be in an
all
playing
the game.
I'm going to be in an all girl click. What are you talking about? And then play the game? Why would I do that?
Learn to game the system, Del.
What system is that? The girl hate on girl system?
Yeah, I don't want to be part of that. Agree, and then they're like, come on. And you're like, come on, let's go have a drink and a smoke over here.
I don't do
and
any
you guys
of that.
Will drink and smoke cigarettes.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not going to be involved with any woman who's involved in a clique where she makes another woman's life hell. I'm not going to be involved with her. I'm
okay,
sorry.
I guess you're never going to get married.
Sorry. That's part of the plan,
actually,
too.
Actually, that's, I don't know. My wife
look, man,
that. May not happen as
much. I just bought a PlayStation 5. I'm getting ready for EA College Bowl 25. I ain't got time for the manipulations. I'm setting myself up for a free time summer. That's all I'm worried about right now. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we are way late for a break because you know what's happening next?
Yeah.
What have you learned?
What did you learn? And some of you guys just learned what the deal is just now. I taught you. You don't have to bring that up. Okay, here's the number. 713, let's get in now. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Want to get some new blood in here, too. If you've never played What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence, you got one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend. Come in right now and let's get rolling. I want to tell you about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You can't have a plumbing issue without having Aqueduct Plumbing ready to go for you. Aqueduct Plumbing Company is going to be the company that handles the leaks. It may start off with you having a leak. It may be you thinking you might have a leak. Well, they'll do hydrostatic testing. They can snake cameras down into your system to find out exactly what is going on. Here's something else they'll do for you. They can move piping, whether it's your gas lines or your water lines. Let's say you're remodeling a bathroom. You want to move something completely around. They can do that. But if you have leak, John had water behind his wall. They had to come in and work on that for them. But even things like leaky faucets and stuffed drains, I mean, if you can't get it taken care of yourself, trust the experts who are ready to help you out and who are very, very honest and transparent with their work and their price. And they never charge you to come out and diagnose the problem. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Right, 749. Here's how this goes, Sam. You're going to bring the callers in. I'm going to say the name. We're going to bring them in. Callers, your job is to tell us what you learned this weekend in one sentence. Try not to go more than one sentence. And once you hear somebody hang up, you guys fire off the call, 713-780-3776. And away we go. Keith. Keith is first up. Keith, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
In that since the WNBA season started on May 14th, Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever have played 11 games, and the defending champ Las Vegas Aces have only played 6. Can we get Caitlin Clark some rest?
Okay, that's what he learned. He learned, can we get, even though that was two sentences, he technically broke the law by asking a question.
You're just following your lead. You always break that law.
Yeah, but don't do as I do. Do as I say.
Okay, yeah, that's the thing. She's played, I think the Fever, at a minimum, have played either two or three more games than everyone else in the league. Now, we know why. They're trying to maximize TV performances, but then you get a second night of a back-to-back where she plays poorly after a close game the night before, which has some controversy. We might get to that a little bit later. You're not doing her any favors by condensing the schedule like you are.
Oh, well. Look, I'm all for this. Well, this is what do we learn? We'll get to this in a second. Let's get Ocho Cinco in here. What's up, Ocho? How are we doing?
Yeah, I learned that El Paso, Texas is closer to Orange County, California than it is to Orange County, Texas.
No way. El Paso's closer to Orange County than Orange, Texas?
Texas is a big place.
Well, El Paso, East. Have you driven through West Texas?
Never.
What, did you and your dad? No, wait a minute. You said you went to Nevada with your dad. To
from California.
Oh, yeah, you were in California.
I grew up in California.
Dude, this is the longest trip west ever. You never get out of Texas. It's insane how long it takes. Let's get to AMF in here. What up, AMF? What did you learn this weekend?
What's up, guys? I learned that if you name your kid or ostrich Emmanuel Todd Lopez, you're destined to have a problem, kid.
Yeah.
It's amazing that video popped up again. She created a whole brand and an account by that video, and that video's been around for years.
Oh, has it really?
Years now.
It's the first time I saw it. It's some ostrich who keeps getting in the way of a video she's trying to do, and she says, Emmanuel, move, Emmanuel. And finally she goes, Emmanuel Todd Lopez?
Yeah.
And I just said, oh, my God. Yeah. This ostrich has a full-ass name, Emmanuel Todd Lopez?
And he needed that name called out because he was a problem child.
He was a problem. He screwed up everything. Underrated Mess done screwed things up. What's up, Underrated Mess?
What up, fellas? I learned the world needed tracks. Nuck, if you bucker, and Houdini.
World needed tracks.
Eminem Nuck, had to put a new song out.
Nuck if you Butker, which is Harrison Butker,
And Houdini is an Eminem.
Oh, that's him at the Eminem song. Yeah. Is it all of that?
I don't know. Nuck if you Butker is an Eminem lyric or song too. I'm not sure. I just know Houdini was a song
because that's a brand new John. If he did that, but yeah, I know he came out with it. And I got to hear the abracadabra that he did with Steve. He sampled Abracadabra by Steve Miller Band. Let's get Tongue Dark Chris in here. What's up, Tongue Dark Chris?
I learned this weekend that Ultimate Frisbee is on just in time for Pride Month.
Shut up. We're not doing... There's nothing wrong with Frisbee-based games, and especially with disc golf. First of all, Ultimate Frisbee is like football with Frisbee. So that's no. I never played it, but I don't disrespect it. And disc golf is literally sweeping the nation right now, like literally sweeping the nation. So that's what I learned. It's literally sweeping the nation. Who's on line now? You're going to call him out now, Sam. Who's on line two? I can't even see it from over here. Line two is no. You got to say it on your mic. You're part of the show now, Sam.
You're right, Isaac.
Isaac, what's up, Isaac? What did we learn this weekend?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I learned that the WNBA bigs actually play like bigs are supposed to.
Yes, that's true. WNBA bigs do not sit outside from the three-point line. They set hard screens. They are throwing elbows around in the paint. That's actually true. He did learn something. Instead of Dell's soft-ass league with big men, well, no, because Bam Adebayo actually plays like a big man, so I can't really He's not one of those.
My Carl soft Anthony, ass league?
Yeah, why Carl you, Anthony Towns.
Why are you dropping NBA?
In John's
on
league, the WNBA, they play, they're like hard. They play hard basketball. In your league, they're like
my
shooting
league.
Threes from
okay. my
Carl
league.
Anthony Towns is shooting from 28 feet.
You just don't like Carl Anthony Towns.
I don't. He's too soft. I just don't like it. Line three, Sam, who we got?
Tom.
Tom. Now, Sam, I will warn you. Usually Tom has things that he'll say that involve it's relationships, but very short-term relationships a lot of times. And sometimes catty, nasty things between women, too. What's up, Tom? What'll we learn?
Morning, gentlemen, and of course, good morning, Sam. I learned this weekend that sometimes when you go out on a date with a girl and it doesn't work out, 4 months later, she'll be engaged to a lesbian.
Well, now you know why.
Now you see, Sam, that's what I'm talking about. He gives, you just have to be ready for that on this show. You don't get that on Dell's show, but on this show, you do.
Yeah, well, on my
Sam,
show.
Sam, I mean, listen, time it.
Why has this become just, hey, Dell's show? Well, she did your shots at.
She did your show.
Yeah.
And she saw what that was like, where people imitate each other. And in our show, we get hard-hitting news like that.
That's not hard-hitting news.
Well, it's life lessons.
That's one person's individual issue.
It's life lessons. He found that out. He found that out. Like, no wonder we were just. No wonder I was in the friend zone.
Yeah, the woman. She had no interest in what you had to offer. It happens.
Where did you meet her? Softball game. Okay. Well, it's on you then, Tom.
Someone's generalizing stereotypes.
Yeah,
what you're doing right now.
Yeah, that's right. Co-ed softball. We had a girl who played first base that was. She could dig anything out. Co-ed softball league, like
better
when I was in Pappas. No, I was a better first baseman.
Not you, better defensive first baseman than Abreu?
100%.
Okay.
I mean, if you threw her one in the dirt, she was pulling it. It was not going to be a problem. And she'd actually get over as well off the bag to go pull it.
By the way, I want to let everyone know this great segment with all the insights brought to you by Free Reign Coffee.
Brought to you by Free Reign Coffee. Who's up next, Sam? Who we got next?
Lazy J.
Okay, this is also a problem because he hates Dell, so learn something here.
He doesn't like you very much either.
Lazy J likes me fine. What's up, Lazy J?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
What I learned this weekend is, Dell, don't you ever in your life, talk about Real Madrid. I got a song for you. Madrid.
That's more than one sentence.
Sam,
you can hang up on people because that's more than one sentence. You can just drop the call.
I think I like it.
By the way, I didn't. He's making stuff up.
You didn't like it when you didn't have your little hang up button,
no,
did you? Sam said, I kind of like
it. It's not a hang up button. You just pull down the channel.
That's right, Sam. Don't take anyone off it. Don't take anything off
you
anyone.
You can't.
Don't let Dell push you around. Be your own self.
All right, then I could just leave her alone for the next 2 hours. See how it goes.
You see how.
All right, then.
You see
I do. I still do have leverage.
That's fine.
But the point is, he's lying. I never said Real Madrid wouldn't win. So my point wasn't he's making fun of me. My point is, he's just lying. I never said Real Madrid wouldn't win.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah,
so
of course
I don't know.
You didn't hear
I'm
it.
I'm going to assume he said, well, what's up?
I'll assume this. Lazy J is a liar.
Line one, Sam, who we got?
Don.
Don! What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Don.
Just pulled.
Sir, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Yes, sir. I learned this weekend, the best place to see real girl-on-girl violence and that mean girl psychology is to watch an Indiana Fever game. Shout out to Caitlin Clark. You're welcome. Welcome for the chartered flight.
Oh, my God. Caitlin Clark is getting... Caitlin Clark took a shot that was a cheap shot that sparked a lot of debate and conversation that we will talk about coming up.
Yeah, I would think some of it fairly dishonest and disingenuous. So we can get into that.
I think so, too. But we'll get into it in a second.
Let's go to Roy. Roy's our next caller. What's up, Roy?
Hey, fellas, what's up?
What's up? What'd you learn?
That guy took my thunder. I was going to say that WNBA players are the most jealous biatches in the world.
Sam tried to tell y'all that.
Well,
she didn't exactly say that about WNBA tape, but if you read between the lines, that's what she was saying.
We got a couple more to go before we wrap it up. Let's get to LaRosa. LaRosa, what's up, man?
R.I.P. Johnny Granati. Lance Mitchell.
Davidito! And Sam.
For three. Hey, gentlemen, what I learned this weekend is that, just like everybody else from the show MoviePass, a white guy always has to mess it up for the minority.
What was it? That the movie passes? Is that documentary? We gotta hang up on it. He's not allowed to. I want him to be able to explain it, but John already said the rule is you can't do it. Yeah. So there is the decline of the movie or the whatever it was, the decline of the movie pass or whatever, where you had the movie pass that you could buy and watch all the movies, and somehow a white guy messed it up. White guys will mess things up. Those people are problems.
Been saying it for years. We got one more. Eric, what have you learned?
What's up, Dale and Lance? Hey, yo, Lance, it's Smooth from Twitter, man.
What's up, Smooth? How we doing? What'd you learn this weekend?
Man, you know what I learned, honestly, man, is that WNBA players do not care about your parlays because they keep them in blowouts. Mm-hmm. And that is unfortunate if you're a gambler.
That's true.
I tell any of your listeners that if you are on PrizePicks or whatever app that you use, do not bet WNBA unless you have a lot of stress-free time on your hands to watch these games and watch them keep a girl in a 25- or 30-point game blowout. That's what I learned.
Well, that's the problem that you have. Thank you for the call, Eric. Appreciate you all these years. That you are playing PrizePicks instead of Underdog Fantasy. Because if you're playing Underdog Fantasy, that's how you get there. You get there with legitimate statistics that you go higher or lower. You have many statistics that you can play higher or lower when you play the Pick'em Challenge. Underdog Fantasy allows you to find that play that you love. You say, man, this is coming up with the NBA Finals are coming on. So you're going to have Jason Tatum and Luka and Kyrie and Brown. And you have so many different players to choose from. Maybe you want to take a smaller name player. Maybe you want to take the third or fourth best player and analyze the game and figure out, maybe who's not going to get many opportunities. Maybe who's not going to grab many rebounds. Maybe who's going to step up and be the X factor. And that's how we start winning. Pick between 2 and 5 players. And you also have an insurance feature in there where you can actually set it up to where you can win even if you pick just 2 of 3, 3 of 4, or 4 of 5. And remember, if you pick all 5 right and you pick some with scorchers, which are those little chili peppers that are there next to the statistic, you can win as much as 100 times your original play. Use promo code Lance. They're going to give you a special pick at the a special mystery pick right there in the lobby. And that mystery pick is going to basically be an easy win for you. So don't miss out on that when you make your first deposit. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. Must be 18 or older in present state. Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.